Okay, and you mentioned the difference between working for a large organization, like maybe a government department, and creating your own startup company. Is it very difficult to start your own company in Brazil? I mean, how do you get funding, for example?
Nowadays, it's been easier because, as I told you, people here, universities and families here still think that people must work for the government or for the big companies, but the entrepreneurship is really a lot here, and it was tough to open a company here, but nowadays this concept, this culture to open a startup, to be an entrepreneur, it's growing a lot. But in Brazil, it's not that easy, because to open a company, there is a lot of bureaucracy here to open an account, a company, and to succeed, it's not that easy as it is in U.S. Because, for example, in U.S., it's a lot faster for you to raise some money to help you to grow your company, invest in people, staff, and technology. So in Brazil, this culture is changing. For our lucky, it's changing, and it's been better. It's been easier to open and succeed here.
There's examples from the United States where you have a very mature funding culture, and sometimes you can have a company that has no profit, even no revenue, but can still get funding because it's a good idea. So something like Facebook is a good example. So do you think that in Brazil we're not yet at this kind of maturity?
Yeah, I think not yet. I think here in Brazil you have to be a prototype. You have to have an huge idea to stand out. You know, it's not that easy as it is in the United States. Because there, they have a culture that an idea could raise and could succeed. But here in Brazil, you have to show, you have to build a prototype to demonstrate how it is working. So I think it's not the culture, it's not mature as it is in the U.S.
Okay, and so then finally, what next for SambaTech? I mean, are you looking now to expand beyond the Brazilian market? What are you doing this year?
Sure, we are expecting to grow to establish here first here in Latin America. So we are expecting to grow to Argentina, Mexico, Colombia, because we believe this market is growing fast, and there isn't a strong competitor that can beat us here. So we are looking for establish ourselves here, dominate the whole market, grow to another countries. We are also opening a branch, an office in Miami to help us deliver these strategies down here in Latin America.